News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The ramifications of the Davy stockbroking scandal continue to roll on. And for more on this, we're joined now by Sinn Féin spokesperson on finance, Piers Doherty. Piers, you are advocating for a break between the state and Davy. Obviously, Davy do a lot of the stockbroking of the state. Do we have another entity that could fill their shoes?
Look, there's countries all throughout the world who sell their bonds in the international markets and don't go to Davies. And at the end of the day, I think we're left in a situation where the state can't continue to provide reputational cover to an organisation which basically tried to ride this out, which issued a number of internal memos to its staff without acknowledging what had happened, which only saw resignations of three individuals after public pressure and those being named. And indeed, one of them is still not apologising for the matters underhand. But there are still 13 others within the that were in the Davy organisation at that time. We don't know who many of them are. We don't know if they hold senior positions. We don't know if they would be involved in this bond sale by the Irish state. And given the significance of what has happened, given the fact that the board hasn't dealt with this since 2014, you know, and 2015 when it became a public matter, that I think that the state can't continue to engage with this organisation until there is individual accountability and until there is clear trust and a proper investigation wider than that single transaction to ensure that what happened in Daisy wasn't Davy was indeed an individual issue and not a more wider issue within that organisation.
Minister McGrath over the weekend did state that the central bank can pursue the individuals involved and that actually sanctioning the company was a first step perhaps to doing so, that you couldn't actually pursue the individuals without some kind of sanction put on the company. What would you like to see happen now to those individuals?
Yeah, we've called on the central bank, have written to them last week to ensure that there is an investigation into each of the individuals that were involved in this transaction under the market abuse rules and MiFID rules. We hope that that has happened. We expect that indeed that has commenced. We will be questioning the central bank when they're before us on Tuesday to see whether files have been referred to the Gardaí or any of the other agencies of the state that have authorities in relation to this. We also want to see a wider investigation beyond this single transaction into Davies to see if this was an isolated incident. But while that is important and that really needs to happen, that isn't an excuse or shouldn't be used an excuse by the Minister for the state to continue to engage with Davies. Davy have been caught out red-handed you know, in relation to what they have done. Not only that, but the organisation as an entity has decided not to deal with this. As I said, deciding to hunker down, deciding to try to ride this out, okay. And that is unacceptable. And the state now has a responsibility to cut its ties and to say that no more are we going to facilitate or tolerate this type of practices within financial firms, to continue to allow Davy to sell Irish bonds to the state, to basically say to the world that Davy is our representative on a global scale is simply unacceptable and would be, in my view, accepting the type of behaviour that has gone on within Davy, and that is not.
So you want a wider investigation to see if this is an isolated incident. In other words, have there been other issues where groups within Davies perhaps have purchased bonds for themselves or sold bonds for themselves without customers knowing? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. This incident only came about because the individual who went to Davy to sell the bond back in 2014, within 24 hours of him agreeing to sell the bonds through Davies, believed that there was an issue, tried to withdraw from the transaction and wasn't allowed to, and subsequently took a court case against Davies, which there was a settlement agreed to that was undisclosed. What we don't know is whether there were other individuals or indeed organisations who also sold bonds through Davies, okay. But that a consortium of this nature bought the bonds without them being sold in the market. So there is a need for a wider investigation.
Last question for you, Piers. Obviously, change is being brought about to insurance payouts for personal injury claims. What's your view on what is essentially the slashing of awards in this country?
Well, the awards, without doubt, in terms of minor soft tissue injuries, have been out of kilter with European norms and indeed global norms. So I think it is welcome that the Judicial Council has decided to cut the awards. I'm conscious that it wasn't a unanimous decision, and there will always be discretion with judges. So we need to see how that is going to play out. But crucially for me is we should have got the commitment from the insurance industry that they would reduce premiums as a result. And I think when we talk about Davies and trust, we also have the same issue in terms of the insurance industry. Look, it's you know, over the last decade, official figures from the central bank will show that claims have reduced by 9% in motor insurance, but yet premiums have increased, for your listeners and everybody else, by 35%. So it doesn't stand from an insurance point of view. It's just because claims are going down, the premiums will come down. And that's where we need to really tie the insurance industry down and get those commitments that will happen, and it has to happen immediately.
Look, thank you for that. Indeed, that is Sinn Féin spokesperson there on finance, Piers Doherty.